This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 90210. I'm sorry. I'm looking at 90210. Very, very sad news. I used to watch 90210 in the 90s. Luke Perry, who was one of our favorites on the show, has apparently died after having a stroke at the young age of 52. And I'm a little heartbroken by this. This was not something that I think any of us expected. He played Dylan, for those of you who remember, and he was kind of caught in some love triangles on the show. And great actor, fantastic actor, gorgeous, you know. And unfortunately, he suffered from a stroke in his Sherman Oaks home last Wednesday. And he had remained there under observation. Now, he has a 21-year-old son, Jack, 18-year-old daughter, Sophie, and he is survived by his fiancée, Wendy Madison Bauer. She was at his side, from what we understand. And the funny thing is he had originally been on Another World. There was a 10-episode run of Another World before then, you know, shooting to fame as, you know, Dylan McKay. And Beverly Hills 90210 went on for 10 seasons. And, you know, we still don't know why this happened. We don't know what the cause of the stroke was. He played alongside Jenny Garth, Jason Priestley, Tori Spelling. He was also in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He was in The Fifth Element. I don't remember him in The Fifth Element. I remember Bruce Willis. And, I have to think about that. He also did voices for Johnny Bravo, The Simpsons, The Incredible Hulk. And, he was in the latest film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, with Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, and Margot Robbie. He was also an advocate for colon cancer because he had precancerous growths during the 2015 colonoscopy. So, you know, stroke is something that just, it's one of those diseases that, you know, unfortunately we take for granted. And when we look at stroke, we, you know, kind of divide it up into two types. You have those that are the hemorrhagic stroke, where you have a bleed to the brain, or you have the thrombotic ischemic stroke, which is more common. Now, we talk a lot about stroke in May because that's, you know, American Stroke Month and National High Blood Pressure Education Month. And the reason why those are combined is because one of the biggest risk factors is high blood pressure. You know, they say every 40 seconds, somebody in the U.S. suffers a stroke. High blood pressure puts one at risk for stroke. So, you know, when you have long-term high blood pressure, it prevents very adequate blood flow. And if the most common cause of stroke is a lack of blood flow to a certain area or a bleed to the brain, which again causes lack of blood flow to the area, we find that high blood pressure can be a risk factor for both. 80% of all strokes fall under ischemic, 20% bleed to the brain. Now, going to the ischemic stroke category, a lot of people get these plaques. They arise from arteriosclerosis that break off and travel to the smaller vessels of the brain. And these plaques, if you have them in the, you know, if you, you know, unfortunately have them in the arteries going to the brain, you probably have them, you know, going to the heart. So many people may have a heart attack before they get their stroke. Now, what are some symptoms of stroke? Well, you got to be careful. If you have a family member who has weakness on one side of the body, loss of balance, numbness on one side of the body, slurred speech, vision issues, headache, facial droop. You know, some people, they'll just have some facial droop. And you're like, you know, well, where did that come from? Well, again, that's because you have lack of innervation because of the brain innervating the part of the body. And it's the opposite side. So if you have left-sided weakness, it's probably a right-sided stroke. Likewise, right-sided weakness, a left-sided stroke. It's the contralateral side. Ipsilateral is same side. Contra is opposite. So what do we do? Well, a lot of times we'll start aspirin, tissue plasminogen activator, TPA. We'll try to break up the clot, assuming it's a clot. Hemorrhagic stroke, we need to stop the bleed. We need to improve flow to the brain. Sometimes we have to control the bleed by clogging the aneurysm with techniques like coiling, which is called endovascular embolization. The most important thing is we need you guys to recognize when a stroke is happening. Now, the American Stroke Association uses the acronym FAST. F for facial drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulty, T for time to call 911. And the sooner a stroke victim receives their medical attention, the better. So which of us are at risk for stroke? Well, any of us who have high blood pressure, any of us who have had a family history of stroke, any of us who have had diabetes, cardiovascular disease. If you've had cardiac issues, then there's a chance that you're going to be at risk for, you know, a stroke. If you have an abnormal heart rhythm like atrial fibrillation, if you smoke, and there's been some talk about vaping as well. There's also been some talk about marijuana smoking, obesity, other drugs like cocaine, methamphetamine. If you're inactive, if you have a clotting disorder, if you have sleep apnea, if you're over 55, you're at a higher risk for stroke. If you're African American, you're at a higher risk of stroke than Caucasian or Hispanic. And if you're a man, men are more affected than women, but women still get strokes. So you need to avoid drinking. You need to avoid drugs. You need to avoid tobacco products, including marijuana. You need to control your blood pressure, sugar, cholesterol. And if you do have any risk factors, you've got to see a medical provider. It's frustrating. We just don't want to think that, you know, things like that happen to us. And unfortunately, we do. And, you know, seeing a childhood act, you know, seeing an actor from, you know, my childhood go through that, it's kind of heartbreaking. I mean, he's only 52. That's young. But again, we don't know why. We don't know what his risk factors were. He looks like he's in pretty good shape. Pretty handsome guy, you know. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I don't know what the heck is going on here. Southern California, we're seeing, you know, you always see this throughout the country, where there'll be these little clusters of racism or anti-Semitism that surface. And apparently, a Southern California community is now kind of rocked by social media images of teenagers apparently giving the Nazi salute while gathered around red plastic cups arranged in the shape of a swastika. Newport Mesa Unified School District pledged to cooperate with law enforcement in trying to identify any of its students, this is ridiculous, who might have been in the offending picture. and were drinking underage. The images appeared on social media over the weekend. This is according to school spokeswoman Adriana Angulo. Now, all the faces, you see girls and guys, all right? I mean, they didn't even, somebody took a picture, and it almost looks like they kind of were like, yeah, we're all posing for this picture. I don't even think they realize the ramifications of what they did. And they have red cups in the shape of a swastika. And they're all doing the swastika salute. These were students from Newport Mesa Unified, school district. So, according to the school district, they say we were recently made aware of social media postings involving some students who created inappropriate anti-Semitic symbols and possible underage drinking. While these actions did not occur on any school campus or school function, we condemn all acts of anti-Semitism and hate in all their forms. She added, we continue to gather information regarding the conduct of these students and work with law enforcement. Costa Mesa Mayor Katrina Foley, in a statement Monday, said, while we take seriously and object to this hateful activity, I discourage vilification of these teens. She says, instead, we need to seriously address why teens in our community might think these types of hateful symbols are acceptable or funny and worthy of selfies. I was simply devastated to see that. That's according to Charlene Metoyer from the Orange County Register. As a school board, we're not only concerned by the underage drinking, but also the mental health of the students who participate in this horrendous act and all their fellow students who will be affected by it. This is appalling, not only to our Jewish student community, but to all of us who care about human rights. Now, of course, the Anti-Defamation League and the Council on American Islamic Relations both condemn the Nazi imagery. So, according to ADL, they say actions which are considered jokes, hate, and bigotry become normalized. Then we open the door for escalating acts of bias. And then Hussam Ailush, executive director of CAIR's Los Angeles branch, said the youngsters in these photos probably learned the behavior from their parents. He said, we stand in solidarity with the Jewish community and all other targeted minorities and against the actions of bigots who violate our nation's longstanding principles of religious tolerance and inclusion. These young adults are expressing hatred that has been handed down from an older generation. The current trend of normalizing hate speech has emboldened bigots in their speech. Okay. So, all right. First of all, and I'm Jewish, all right, so I could say this. Seeing the swastika is just really, it's like a stab in the heart, especially when you lost most of your family in the Holocaust. So, even though I'm, you know, a generation past, having, parents and having, you know, grandparents who had to escape, and, you know, my only grandparents that were able to escape and live were the ones that were able to, you know, make my dad and then me, it's not anything I could look at all. However, what I have, not that this is a however, but one thing that was brought up by one of the people involved, and she's being criticized for it, but I understand what they're saying. You do have a lot of kids out there right now that are just plain stupid. And so you have a bunch of idiots making imagery with the cups. And they decide to make fun of, let's say, right, Hitler, and they're like, oh, everybody else, let's all, you know, whatever. And the kids that are drunk are going to raise their hand like everybody else and go, I mean, are these kids real, real Nazis? Was this a real pledge to the commitment, you know, of perpetuating the Nazi regime? Or was it a bunch of kids going, you know, oh, look what we can make out of all these cups. We can make all these shapes and do stupid stuff. And so I don't condone any, again, I mean, I'm Jewish. I can't look at a swastika without vomiting. I don't condone any of this. But I am seeing time and time again, kids do stupid. Real stupid. And I've caught people, like for example, there'd be a boss walking down the hall that would just like say something. And you would see people, you know, do the salute and the heel click, right, as a joke making fun of Hitler. Somebody catches that, you're screwed. It looks like you are, you know, adorning a Nazi regime. And I'm afraid that we have this age of kids that have no flipping clue how much trouble they're going to get themselves into because they're stupid. I mean, it's just, they're being stupid. We have to make a big deal about it. We have to make a deal about it. And people have to know that this is by no means ever okay. But I think kids need some major guidance. If this was some random party and people were screwing around with the cups and they decided to make phallic shapes, racist shapes, stupid shapes, and then play around and joke, a picture of that will ruin you for life. And you have to prove you're not a racist. You have to prove you're not an anti-Semite. Right now, we are all guilty until we're proven innocent of anything. If we have to explain anything, I hear this from parents, and I've seen this with kids in Spanish. You know, the colors, you know, red is rojo, pink is rosado, you have café, moreno, azul for blue, verde for green, and for black, negro. And you pronounce it negro. A-E sounds like A. Well, what if the kid uses the long E? Now, it's a racist term. Some of these kids, they don't know. They're practicing their Spanish. They don't know. Context is really, really important. And we don't really have a lot of guidance. We don't really know what we're doing. You know, we just decided right now to outlaw everything. And which is obvious. But you have a lot of things on the cusp that people just don't know. You know, jokes. You hear a comedian. They say jokes. You watch a movie. You go to work and talk about the movie. You're in trouble. You sing a rap song, you could be in a lot of trouble. And you're just singing the lyrics to a rap song. Now, most common radio stations won't allow certain words. But people don't listen to their music a lot of times on regular radio. They'll get an album. And they'll get an album, and like they'll be in a song of the B word for a girl. You know? Well, Meghan Trainor, I think in one of her songs when she was talking about, you know, skinny witches, what with the B word. That word's going to be one of those outlawed words. So I don't know how to train the younger generation on how not to be stupid. And something like this, do I really think they're Nazis? I don't know who they are. You know, I'm not inclined to think they're Nazis. I think they're dumb. I think they're insensitive. And I think they need one hell of an education on this. But if this was some random party and people did stupid, these students need to know that, wow, and other students need to see somebody has always taken a picture of you. Somebody is always watching. You know, I talked about that with, Christmas office parties. You know, you start to flirt with somebody. You think nobody's going to notice. No, people are going to notice. And they're going to be videotaping you flirting with somebody. You're always on camera, people. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another member of the Trump clan comments on the Russia probe. Eric Trump, son of President Trump, calls it, like his dad does, a witch hunt.
The Democrats don't have a platform. Their Russia hoax has fallen on its face. They investigated and spent how much taxpayer money on Russia, and they got, what, absolutely nowhere.
Eric Trump speaking there on Fox and Friends. Meanwhile, his father's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, will be sentenced today in a Northern Virginia federal courtroom after being convicted of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying. There are reports of an active shooter situation at a hotel in Rockford, Illinois. Police there are tweeting a short time ago they're on the scene at an extended stay hotel, and people are being advised to avoid that area. First-time jobless claims were down slightly last week from the week before, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly is show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly is show. So they say if you have tooth decay, we know that if you have bad teeth, all right, they can do a lot of damage, even the heart. But did you know it can affect colon cancer? They say tooth decay may make colon cancer more aggressive. They say the findings add to the growing swell of research. I like that, growing swell of research. That show oral health may be linked to much, much more than just bad breath. In the last few years, research has shown dental plaque is linked to heart health, neurological disorders, tumor growth. But now Dr. Yiping Heng Han, a pioneer in, I guess, this emerging field of, you know, this sort of medicine, has found another connection where if you have GI cancer or bowel cancer, it's going to be harder to treat. And Dr. Hahn is from Columbia University's College of Dental Medicine. And the finding, they think, may help us differentiate why some people's colon cancer is slow and some just tears right through them. So they say we might have to focus on the tumor's mutations. And they say mutations are just part of the study. But you can't just, I guess, characterize a tumor based on that. There's a chance that in addition to tumor mutations, you have environmental instigators. And these instigators could be your microbes. So what the research team did is they looked at F. nucleatum. So F. nucleatum is a common oral bacteria that's been implicated in tooth decay. And they found that that accelerates the growth of colon cancer. And they found that a third of colorectal cancers are associated with this common mouth bacteria. And the cases that are the most aggressive. So Dr. Hahn's research team discovered that what the bacteria does is it makes a molecule called the FADA adhesin, F-A-D-A, FADA adhesin, triggering a signaling pathway in colon cells. And this has been implicated in several cancers. They also found that FADA adhesin only stimulates the growth of cancerous cells, but it will not stimulate healthy cells. So he says we need to find out why F. nucleatum only seemed to interact with the cancerous cells. And the researchers found in cell cultures that non-cancerous colon cells don't have this certain protein called annexin A1. Annexin A1 stimulates cancer growth. Then what they did is they confirmed both in vitro in the lab and then in vivo later in mice inside something living that if you disabled the annexin A1, it prevented F. nucleatum from binding to the cancer cells, so the cells started to grow slower. They were going to grow, but they weren't going to now grow fast. They say the researchers also discovered that F. nucleatum increases production of this annexin A1, attracting more of the bacteria. So there's a little feedback loop. It makes the annexin A1. The annexin A1 stimulates cancer growth. Then more bacteria make more annexin A1. And so you got this feedback loop where it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And remember, cancer is this feedback loop that keeps going again and again and again and growing and growing and multiplying and multiplying. So this might be one explanation. They say we propose a two-hit model where genetic mutations are the first hit, but then the F. nucleatum serves as the second hit, accelerating the cancer signaling pathway and speeding the tumor growth. So then the researchers looked at, they were busy. By the way, this is an expensive research study for this stuff. Then they looked at RNA sequencing data available through the National Center for Biotech Information of 466 patients with primary colon cancer. And their findings were published online in the journal EMBO Reports and showed that patients with increased annexin A1 expression had a worse prognosis, regardless of the cancer grade, the stage, age, or sex. So, staging a cancer may not be comprehensive enough. You may have to find if it's got this annexin A1. So now what are they doing? Well, they want to see if then they could use that as a biomarker. If we could find out if you have that, then we could tell if your cancer is more aggressive or not. And then maybe they could target it so they could slow down the cancer. So this is interesting. This is a huge step because, you know, when we don't take care of a part of our body, we think that, okay, well, it's just that part of the body. Your mouth is the biggest orifice of the body. And it's probably the farthest away from the anus. Yet, look at how closely related they could be. Kind of scary stuff. Now, I'm sure your question is, well, how does the mouth bacteria get down there? You swallow it. It'll get, trust me, whatever's in the mouth eventually gets through the gut. So, you know, saying, well, I got my colonoscopy, I'm good. You know, I don't have it in the family, I'm good. Gene mutations may make somebody have an aggressive colon cancer just as much as somebody who has it in the family. You know, when we had a disease in our family, usually we couldn't say it was hereditary because, you know, most of the family before that family member had died of something else. So when we have a bunch of family killed in the Holocaust, and then now you have somebody with colon cancer, we're like, was it genetic or was it, you know, because of mutations? We don't know. So scary, scary stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 30,000 pounds of beef have been recalled over extraneous materials. Oh, what a waste of beef. So a beef company had to recall 30,000 pounds. That's a lot of meat. Washington Beef LLC issued the recall this weekend, saying it affects ground beef chubs. I don't know what a chub is. I'm sure I've eaten one. But it was a chub produced on December 27, 2018, that had a user freeze-by date of January 20, 2019. And the recall affects about 30,260 pounds of ground beef. Why? Because the consumer complained about the contamination. We don't know what material they found in it. It said extraneous material. But what does that mean? Poop? Plastic? The company said there has been no adverse reactions to the consumption of the products and that anyone with concern should contact a healthcare provider. Well, yeah, but we would like to kind of know what the heck, you know, was on the meat. They say the FSIS is concerned that some products may be frozen in consumers' freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. And you can call Washington Beef Company. I don't know what the heck is going on now. I don't know. I mean, it just seems like we have more and more recalls. Now, maybe we also have a better complaint protocol. So maybe it's because we are able to, you know, go online, hear about things, go, well, you know what? I could tell them that I saw this. But, you know, we do have a lot of do-gooders out there. So if they're about to eat something and they see that there's some, you know, BS going on, I mean, good for them for reporting, because a lot of people wouldn't. They'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, I found this. I'm embarrassed that I spent money on this. I'm going to throw it out. You know, it's kind of a little invasion of privacy when you do have to make a complaint. Although you have some people show pieces of rats or fingers or things like that in the food. The problem with the pictures is you don't know, was it planted? Or, you know, did they really, really find it? Usually, I believe them. You know, if they find a piece of a finger. What was that case? It was about a year or two ago, where somebody at a fast food joint had cut off part of his finger, but the piece of the finger was in the person's, like, sandwich or salad or burrito. That's, like, really disgusting. And it's like, how? If I was an employer, if somebody cut their finger, I think I would, like, clean off that whole. I don't think I'd say, you know what, wrap it up, and then they'll clean up the counter. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So people are still missing from this latest tornado outbreak that hit the South over the weekend. It left damage in several states. 23 people killed. We're being told by weather.com. They say the search resumed Monday for victims in a vicious tornado outbreak that ripped across the South, killing 23 in Alabama. John Jones, who lived most of his life in Beauregard, which is a southern Alabama community that was devastated by this EF3 tornado, says, "I'm thanking God I'm among the living." So apparently the violent storms left debris across southern Alabama and Georgia, the Florida Panhandle, and into parts of South Carolina. More than 10,000 homes and businesses still had no electricity as of this morning, according to Power Outage US. It's down to about 3,000 people by about 11:30 a.m. They say much colder air is pushing into the south from the Midwest, and that starts to make conditions even worse for those without power into midweek. Parts of Alabama and Georgia are seeing temperatures in the 20s and 30s. That's going to be throughout the week. So the Lee County Sheriff's Office told local media that no fewer than 23 people were killed and more than 50 people were hurt when the tornado roared through Beauregard. Now, that's a community of about 10,000 people, some 60 miles east of Montgomery. And that happened at about 2 p.m. on Sunday, Central Time. And Sheriff Jay Jones said at a news conference Monday morning that the number of missing people now is in the double digits. They say some of those may be people who left the area and didn't tell family members. Unfortunately, children were included in this as well in terms of the death count. So pretty striking, pretty shocking. East Alabama Medical Center in nearby Opelika, where many of the injured were taken. Apparently what they did, they canceled a lot of elective surgery so they could just focus on the injured people. And they say the National Weather Service said this twister was at least an EF3 in strength, half mile wide or more. And this was the deadliest day for tornadoes in the U.S. since May 20th, 2013. So we'll keep you guys posted. Very, very tragic. And already Alabama is declaring a state of emergency. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. They say there's up to 1,700 bird and animal species that they think are going to be going extinct in the next 50 years due to human activity. We talked a little bit about this last week, but we have a little bit more news now on this. They say as humans continue to expand our use of land around the globe, wildlife could lose so much habitat that it could drive numerous species to extinction. By the year 2070, researchers have forecast that up to 1,700 species of amphibians, birds, and mammals will be threatened due to being driven from their homes. Because as you build, they have to move fishing. And like frog, move. Bug, move. Spider, move. And they have to move. So ecologists at Yale examined how land use changes will impact future biodiversity, which is like the plant animal life around a particular habitat. And they examined different scenarios based on population growth, economic changes of global society, increased land use. And they compared the most likely areas for human expansion to regions 19,400 species call homes. And they looked at those, you know, areas, and they found that 886 amphibians, 436 birds, and 376 species of mammals would lose so much of their natural habitat that they would be at a much higher risk of extinction. So these are species living in Central and East Africa, Mesoamerica, South America, Southeast Asia, going to suffer the greatest loss. It's fascinating how they do that. I was at a zoo. Was it not a zoo? It was at a, I think it was in New Orleans. I forget. It was some science museum where they took a square foot of land, and they just, it's like a big block of earth, a foot in each direction. And then they pulled out all the bugs and the species and stuff they saw. And then they put, it's called cube or something like that, I forget. And then they put where this was. And so they went across, I guess, the United States or around the world or whatever. And you got to see the different species and the way the different bugs looked in different parts of the world based on one cube of land. Not really that hard to do. Because what you do is you take two cubes, okay? You put one cube in a container so everybody can see it, right, in a nice, you know, platform, little box. And then the other one you break apart, and any bug you see, you pull to the side. Any plant you see, you pull to the side. Any fungus or microbe, you pull to the side. And then you study that. You look at it under the microscope. You name it. And then you make a list. And then you put a pretty poster. Brilliant. Brilliant idea. And for me, you know, in science, I thought it was fantastic. But it also shows you that what you think is the grass that you step on, and most of us have feet big enough to cover that whole cube, or the ground you dig into, you start to then realize there's a whole world in that big block of dirt. And so, you know, I get it. They say the study shows that under a middle-of-the-road scenario, moderate changes, 1,700 species could possibly be extinct over the next 50 years. Some of us are going to be around in 50 years. Some of us will be. Not sure if, you know, Medicare and Social Security will be around, but some of us may be around in 50 years. The findings suggest that they're going to lose roughly 30 to 50% of their present habitat ranges by the year 2070. Let's go back to that. What do you think the world's going to look like in 50 years? What do you think cars are going to be? I mean, how much more technology can we do? I mean, we already can do a lot. You know, one thing people say is, well, you're going to be able to speak any language because of Google Translate. Well, they already kind of have that. I think they have like these earbuds where you could stick it in your ear, and if somebody is speaking to you, it translates and tells you in the language that you want. I think they already have those out there. So our phones are already fantastic. You could, you know, FaceTime somebody in China already in the year 2019. You know, with self-driving cars, we already have. Nobody wants them. Flying cars, I don't think anybody wants. You know, you're up in a, you know, skyscraper. You're on, what, the 17th floor, and there's a car that can look right into your window. I don't think we don't want cars crashing into our building. So I don't think we're going to have flying cars in 50 years. I don't think we want it. I know, I'm thinking back to Back to the Future 2. What else did they have? What they thought the world would be like in 2015. They thought the Cubs would win the World Series. They won the next year, I believe, 2016. I have to double check. But I don't know if what the world's going to look like. I think football may not exist. I'd hate to see that, or it's not going to exist the way we think football is. I think we're going to have a lot of sports in the Olympics that are kind of like the baton and the wavy ribbons and the things like that. So I don't think I think it's going to be a lot of, you know, more you know, not so exciting Olympics. I think movies are just going to be too hyperstimulatory. It's just going to be like boom, 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 boom. You know, all you see are flashing lights and whatever. I think kids are going to be very naive and green, just kind of very soft and bubbled and, you know, not, you know, kind of tan and burly from working outside. I think there's going to be a lot of stuff inside. They're going to do so. They're going to be basically born. They're going to be basically raised indoors and not outside. I think the people are going to be taller. I think as humans, we're going to be taller. We're going to be bigger. And I think poop is going to change. I think our stool is going to change. I'm not sure how. I've got to write an article on that. You'll see. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.